Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Just
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by to tune into the show today. Whether it be morning, evening, or night, I hope it's something that we say today that will draw you closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And before we start our program today, I will say a small prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. We come, dear Heavenly Father, confessing to you this morning of anything we did or said, dear Heavenly Father, that was not of God, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to use us, guide us, lead us, dear Heavenly Father. We can't do anything without you, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for each and every person that will tune into the broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, give us strength, dear Heavenly Father, as we go through this day, dear Heavenly Father. Bless each and every person throughout the world, dear Heavenly Father. You already know what's going on, dear Heavenly Father, but you said that we are to always pray, dear Heavenly Father, and not faint. And so, dear Heavenly Father, we come lifting you up this morning. It's not about us, Lord. It's all about you, dear Heavenly Father, and about praise and giving you the glory, dear Heavenly Father, because you alone are worthy to be praised. And as we go forth in the lesson today, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to strengthen us, guide and protect each and every one of those that may be traveling on the dangerous and the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Give them traveling grace, dear Heavenly Father. We rebuke accident, mechanical failure, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're right there with us. You have never left us, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise for it today. In Jesus' precious name, amen and thank God. Well, today, our show today, the title of our show today is Do We Know Jesus? My. Do we really know Jesus? Or do we say we know him, but we're not doing what he say? Do we really know Jesus today? That's what we're going to talk about. And our first scripture will be coming from Philippians 3 and 10. And the word of God said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, comma, and the fellowship of his suffering, comma, being made comfortable unto his death. So God is a true and able God.
Hello. Okay, I'm on YouTube. Okay, let me call you back. I'm on the broadcast right now. Okay, that's okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'll read that again. Philippians 3 and 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. Today we're going to talk about, do we know Jesus? Who do you say Jesus is? That's a question that I'm asking today. To each and every person that tuned into the program today, just search yourself and say, who do you say Jesus is? Is an individual walk with God? That is the question Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew's, the 16th chapter and the 15th verse. And the word of God says, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Huh? And it's a question Jesus wants each of us to answer personally, to know who he is. You know, how do you really get to know someone? Do you really get, the way you get to know somebody, you study that person, you spend time with that person, you try to find out all you can about that person, their likes, their dislikes, what they'll tolerate, what they won't. It is simply by reading a bunch of information about the individual? No. Or by looking at a picture? No. That don't tell you anything about that person. Or by listening to others talk about that person? No. You need to get to know that person for yourself. That's the same way today about Jesus. You need to get to know Jesus for yourself. That's a personal thing between you and Jesus. You know, when we look at a person, we want to judge that person. Don't do that. Never judge a book by its cover. Open that book up, which is the Bible, and read what thus saith the Lord. He has it right there in your Bible, every page, talking about himself. If you haven't tore your pages out, it's in your Bible. I behold and behoove everyone to pick up your Bible today. Read what thus saith the Lord. You will find out who Jesus really is. You know, as you study a person, you study the word. You listen to others talk about the person, but do you listen talk about Jesus? No. That's a huge difference between knowing someone personally or simply knowing about him or her. And that same way about Jesus. You're going to have to get to know Jesus for yourself. That means pick up the word of God. Everything about Jesus is from Genesis to Revelation. Everything he wrote, everything that he said that's in red is what Jesus said. Get to know the master. Get to know the man who died on the cross for you. Get to know the man who freed you from bondage. Get to know the man who saved you when you was a wretch undone. Who forgave your sin. Get to know the master. Because once you get to know who Jesus is, you know a mighty good leader, a mighty good God. He put food on your table this morning or this afternoon, wherever you may be. He opened doors for you. He started you on your way this morning. He gave you breath in your Bible. Who do we know? Jesus. Do we really know it? When you think about how much God has done for you each and every day, that should make you want to know the master even more. That would make you want to say, wait a minute, let me pick up the word. I want to know more about that Jesus that I'm hearing about. But do I know the master for myself? Do I know how he parted the Red Sea? I've heard people say it, but have I read it for myself? Have I understood it? When the preacher preached, I heard him say, this is Jesus is. But he wants you to know who Jesus is for yourself. So that means you got to pick up the word of God and read what does say it, the word of God. You know, and in order to know someone, we must spend time with him or her. But to know Jesus, you got to spend some quality time getting to know the master. You mean you got to read, you got to pray, you got to fast, you got to hear from him on what he's telling you for your life. Do you want to know Jesus? And do you know Jesus this morning? I'm hoping you do. I'm hoping that you know without a shadow of a doubt who your Jesus is. You know, we need to be together daily, do things together, and share hearts to heart. That means with Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, this is a daily thing, a daily walk with God. You should get to know your Heavenly Father more and more. He won't steer you wrong. Man may lead you astray, but God will never leave you astray. He is right there with open arms telling you, come, my child. I'm here. I want to provide for you. I want to do for you. I want you to lean on me. Whatever problem, whatever situation you're going through, you can come to me. You may not can go to mother and father. They may not be around. May not be able to go to sister and brother or to that friend, but you can go to God anytime. You can pick up the phone. It's a 24-hour hotline, longer than that. You can pick the phone up, and I'm just literally saying that example, but you can pick up the word of God and just start saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah. He said that everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. You'll find that in Isaiah 43 and 7. So today, we want to know more about Jesus. And for those that just coming in the faith, read your word more. Jesus is going to tell you all about him. Everything you need to know. If you're not understanding something, go to the word of God. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for knowledge. Ask him for understanding. Ask him for revelation on what you read. So, you know, we need to know who Jesus is today. He's a mighty good doctor. He's a mighty good leader. He'll be a lawyer in a courtroom for you. He's right there with you on your job right now. He's riding in the car with you right now. Wherever you are, Jesus is with you right now. So we need to be ready on every beck and call to be able to share with somebody else who Jesus really is today. Do you know Jesus? Do you know what he loves and what he hates? When you read the word of God, it tells you what God loves. Even in his commandments, throughout the Bible, he tell you. He's showing you. He's letting you know who he really is. He loves us. He tell you when you're doing something wrong, what he hates, which is sin. He let you know that. To know Jesus, you must walk and talk with him each day of the week. Not just on Sunday or at prayer meeting. He wants you to walk with him daily. Get to talk with him daily. Don't you know you can talk with God riding in the car, sitting on the bus, on the airplane, sitting in the body of Christ? You can commune with God. And that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to walk with him. He wants you to talk with him. Each day of the week, not just on Sundays, not just on the prayer meeting night. Do you love to read his word? If you love to read his word, you'll find everything in the pages between Genesis and Revelation to know who Jesus is. You know, in Philippians 3, Paul listed his accomplishments and credentials. He had a lot going for him, he could have said. He said, hey, look at me. God, I am more intelligent and more useful than most people. He could have easily been proud and boastful. Instead, Paul gave up everything to know Jesus better. Praise be to God. With someone trying to get in. Anyone that would like to call into the show, the number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I thank everyone that have tuned in to the program today. I would like to hear some feedback from my audience on Do We Know Jesus? So if you would like to say something, just press number one on your keypad, and I will bring you in because he is the one that you need to know. He is the Savior that died on the cross for you one day. He's the one that brought you out of bondage, that saved you from yourself. When you was out there acting sick, doing everything, hold on, please. And so we give God the praise this morning for coming with this topic, Do We Know Jesus? Mommy, you know, and as I was going through reading scriptures on this here, I went to Matthew, the 16th chapter, starting at the 13th verse, and I'm going to read down to the 19th verse to know. And the word of God say, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Okay. The next verse, 14, say, and they say, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, other Jeremiah, excuse me, or one of the prophets. Verse 15 say, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And verse 16 say, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We have a caller that would like to come on. We're going to bring him on. Amen, amen, amen. Let's see if we can get him in. Caller, you're now on the air.
Praise the Lord, great overseer. How you doing this morning?
Praise the Lord. How are you doing, prophet?
I'm blessed by the best now that I hear your voice.
Oh, well, praise be to God. Well, we're glad you came on today. We are talking about, do we know Jesus? And when I saw your hand go up, I said, I know it's someone coming on to let them know about Jesus today.
Praise God. Well, it is an honor and a privilege to be on the call. And as a prophet, chosen, anointed, and ordained and appointed by the Holy Ghost, being an ambassador of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and being a certified registered agent of the Father, it is truly amazing that we do not know actually who Jesus is. We really don't know, and Scripture proves that when you look at who crucified him, who killed him, and who did not respect him, you can find out that the majority of the people that are in the position of authority and leadership don't really know who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're going to ask me the question, why come you say that, prophet?
All right, go ahead, prophet.
Well, one of the reasons they don't know who Jesus is, our great overseer, is because they don't know you.
They
have to know you. They have to know you to know Jesus.
That's right.
Because, see, when you look at the fact, everybody's saying, well, if Jesus was here, I would do what is required of me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is Jesus says, I'm already here. When you look at the great overseer, all you have to do is what she has required you to do. Then you can find me. You have to go through her to find me. You can't pass her to get to me. In other words, the Lord Jesus says, you have to come to me to see the Father. So what happens is most people are not willing to submit to you to find out where Jesus is or who Jesus is. And so by doing so, they violate the laws of God. And that's why they have no power, and that's why they have no authority. Just that simple.
Yes, sir. My. Praise God, praise God. Oh, and you never believe it, prophet. When you came on and started talking, we're not going to give nobody credit today but Jesus, because the enemy didn't want us to come on with this program. Do we know Jesus? You know, my whole screen went blank. My screen just went slap off. But we're going to keep talking. I'm going to keep trying and bring it back up because we know who Jesus is.
Praise God.
Jesus. And, you know, I'll read verse 17 to 19. And the word of God said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are thou, Simon, Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And verse 18 say, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, And upon this rock I will build my church.
Praise God.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Praise God.
And verse 19 says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God is telling you right there, when Jesus came into the coast of Philippi, when his disciples say, asking him, who do the men say I am? The prophet came on just a while ago and told y'all who Jesus is. A lot of you don't know Jesus for yourself. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You know, in order to know someone, we must spend time with him. In order to know Jesus, you got to spend some time with Jesus. You can't hit no 5 or 10 minutes. You got to spend some quality time with Jesus to know who he is, what he is in your life. You see what he's doing every day in your life. So it's no reason that you don't know really who Jesus is. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way, put breath in your body this morning, gave you a vehicle, gave you a phone to use, gave you a job to go to, put money in your pocket, put food on your table, gave you a family, and you don't know who Jesus is? My.
Well, great overseer, if you don't mind, when you look at the fact of what you're saying about who Jesus is, Jesus is the perfection that's in you. Now, Jesus is the perfection that's in you. And what I'm actually saying is about, is like this, like it said in 1 Peter, be ye perfect as I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to be made in the image and likeness of God, then we have to be made perfect like God is. So mm-hmm. when you ask somebody if they're perfect, most of the people will tell you, well, I'm not going to be perfect until I get to heaven. But that's not true. See, if you let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus, you can be perfect right here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the definition of perfect or perfection according to the divine design of the Holy Ghost, you will come to find out that it has a different meaning and what it is that we understand perfection to be. So this is one of the reasons why come we don't know who Jesus is, because we don't feel or believe that we can be perfect right here today on this earth. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, this is what I love about the Word of God. Once you learn to study it and read it, you'll come to find out the truth, according to John 8:32, will actually really set you free. It will set you free to comprehend and to understand and to know and to recognize that you can be perfect just like Jesus. And just like being Jesus, once you get perfect, you'll know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you become perfect in this imperfect body? Hello. That's what I know about this Bible, great overseer. It'll tell you the truth.
Yes, it will.
It'll make you think about some things. So when you look at perfect or perfection, the Lord said Job was a perfect man. Isn't that what the Lord told the devil?
Yes, he did.
He sure did. If he being a man and being perfect, then we can be perfect by being the same type of mortals. What did the Lord say about Noah? The Lord said Noah was perfect also. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
That's the word now.
That's the word.
You know, I challenge any of the callers that's on the line, because I know that there's some listening, that any of them believe that they can't be perfect. And I can reveal to them, as a prophet of the true and living God, explain to them how you can be perfect. Praise the precious name of Jesus.
Oh, praise God. And if any, we have any callers, I can't even bring them in right now because the computer's on its way back up. I can't even see them, see anything with it. It's just taking its time. But you can go on if you want to, Prophet, and talk a little while longer on this subject while I'm working with it. Because, you know, I pray on it and keep going. I don't let it deter me. I don't let it hold me back.
Praise God. Well, I know that's right, great overseer. I just wanted to bring that into to the revelation about, you know, being perfect. You know, in order to know Jesus, we have to be perfect.
Yes.
And that is a very broad statement to some folks that don't understand exactly what that is saying. But, you know, when you look at knowing who he is, and then he says that we have to be like him, then one of the qualities or traits or attributes is being perfect the same as what he is.
Mm-hmm.
So we got like our master. So it is wonderful to know that that is one of the prerequisites to knowing who Jesus is.
Yes.
Now, when you look at knowing, you have to know the word. You have to have a relationship with him. Most of us do not have a relationship with him. So if you don't have a relationship with Jesus or anybody, how in the world are you going to know who they are?
That's right.
So you have to have a relationship with him to understand what he wants you to do, how he wants you to do it, and which way that he wants you to do it.
That's right.
You develop that relationship, then the Holy Ghost comes in and reveals exactly what his desires are for your life.
Yes.
So here's another attribute you must have, great overseer. If you don't deny yourself, you can't know Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
And be into you cannot be in yourself. You cannot be selfish. You cannot be gullible. You cannot be eccentric, egotistical, and say you know Jesus.
You have to
have a transformed mind and a transformed body. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Just that simple. So that's a wonderful subject today.
Yes, that is so true. And as I was saying earlier, I may have some callers on, but my screen, my switchboard have went slap off. I can't see anything, but I'm praying it come back on in the next few minutes. But in the meantime, what he was saying is so true, because I was saying to you earlier before he came on and the screen went out, you know, in order to know someone, you have to spend time with them, quality time. And you have to do it daily, not just sometime, not just once a year. This is a daily walk. This is a daily walk with God that you need to read the word, fast, pray, get to know Jesus. You know, in the word of God, Paul had gave up everything in order to follow Christ better. That's what we have to do. We have to give up something. We can't follow Christ and hold on to the world and everything else. We got to give up to follow Christ. We have to be obedient. We say we want Jesus. We want to know who he really is. That means it's some things you got to turn loose. It's not right for you to get to know Jesus. And when he moved you for that thing, don't go back to it.
Well, I'm going to help your screen to come back on, great overseer.
Okay.
I'm going to get off the line for a few minutes, and I'll come back on after you.
You know, a prophet, you said that it haven't come back all the way, but the whole thing is beginning over.
I'm gonna go off and it'll come back on. Okay.
Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Oh,
I call back in a few minutes.
Mhm. Praise be to God. Thank God. Thank God. We say we have to realize when we start talking about topics and stuff with the word of God and when he give it to us, and to know Jesus. See, I got to know, even on the other end of this line, on the other end of this computer, that I can't let nothing stop me from doing the work that God have commissioned me to do. I can't let the computer, family, and nothing else. If God told me to do something, when I said yes, I meant yes. That means I have to go when somebody else don't go. I have to do what he commissioned me to do. I have to say what he tells me to say. Not what somebody else say, what somebody else do. And I knew with this, with the topic, do we know Jesus? I felt somewhere something was going to try to come up. But do I really know? For me to really know, that means I got to go on in spite of what may be going on. I still got to go on. And that's what I intend on doing today. I intend to go on for a little while longer with this program. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to give up. But I'm just going to tell you what thus said the Lord. And that's why we are, so many of us, in predicaments we are today, because we refuse to listen to the word of God and do what God say do. We want to do what Jimmy, Billy, Bobby, John, Mary, and everybody else say. But when it comes to the word of God, are we being obedient to know who God is and to do what he have commissioned us to do? Are we following his commandments and the word of God, what he is saying in the word? Or we are just sitting down, just the first thing coming out of our mind, we want to do it and say it. No. We have to follow. He left the blueprint right here for us to follow, you all, for us to know who he really is. He has done so much for each and every one of us that have tuned into this broadcast today to do what we know Jesus. Do we know Jesus? And I was just breaking it down. Do we know Jesus? And we got to know the master for ourselves. Nobody can go for us. We got to go. This is an individual, a personal thing with each and every one of us. We have to go before God ourselves. We have to give him glory, give him praise, because God knows he's truly, truly worthy to be praised today. In the midst of everything going around today, he's still the author and finisher of our faith. You know, his sole desire, his greatest aim in life and in our life is to know Christ. We're to know Christ if we don't even know our next door neighbor yet. We're to know Christ. So when we go to our next door neighbor, we can be Christ-like. We can show them that we know Jesus. We can be on a plane. We could be traveling on a bus. We can be walking down the street. But it's going to be a glow, something about us that somebody that don't know you going to say, I need to talk to that man or that woman. It's something about them. I feel within my spirit, it's something about them. They know Jesus. They've been walking with Jesus. I can tell. And it don't mean they have a Bible up under their arm or they got scriptures on the front of them and the back of them. They have it on the inside. But when you know Jesus and you know who he is, what he is to you, you are shouted to the housetop. You won't stop just praising him and giving him glory for who he is. You know, Paul was not perfect. None of us are. But we can strive and live to be what God would want us to be. We all have flaws. That's why we come to God. That's why we learn about God daily. That's why we read about his word daily, because we're walking with him. He's telling us, don't do that. Don't go that place. That's when you know Jesus. But when you don't know Jesus, you don't want to know him. You'll be turned to a rubber-baited mind. But you want to know Jesus. You don't want to be strung out there, wandering around the world aimlessly, no purpose, no hope, no joy, no peace. You don't want that. You want to know the master for yourself. You know, the question we need to ask ourselves is, are we daily striving to know Christ better? I'm going to ask that question today. Just check your own self out. Are you daily striving to know Christ better? Or you feel you done got to the point where you know it all. You don't need Jesus. Well, I know I haven't attained it. I'm learning every day, all day. every minute, every second, every hour of the day, I'm learning more about Jesus. When I pick up this word, I may have read this passage yesterday. That was for yesterday. The same passage today have a new meaning for me, where God has given me a new meaning for whatever is before me that day. So that let me know that I know Jesus and I need to know him better. So that means I got to stay in his word. I got to do what he said do when he gave me revelation of his word. And as you read the Bible in red, Jesus speaking into you. When you read the red, when you see it in your Bible, the red letter, he's speaking to you. He's telling you what you should do, what you should not do. And that way, you know, we on a whole need to get to know the master, really get to know him. It's time out for faking and shaking, playing church, playing this, playing that. It's time out for us to get it serious, you all. Those that tuned in to the broadcast late, I can't bring you in if you're trying, because my switchboard have not popped back up. It's still saying not responding. So that's why I continue on talking, because I would love to hear feedback from the audience that came on today. And before I don't want to forget it, I want to thank you for coming on today. I want to thank you for sharing in the word of God today on Do We Know Jesus? And this is a personal thing. So I'm hoping today that each and every one of you all will get to know the master. If you don't, get closer to him. Get to know him just like you want to know that young lady or that young man at church, down the street, on your job. Get to know Jesus, because when you get to know Jesus, he'll be your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your daughter. He's your everything. You can tell Jesus anything, everything. He already know your heart, but you can't tell everything to friends, co-workers, and stuff like that. It'll go out the wrong way, but when you tell it to Jesus, it's not going anywhere. Jesus is in full control, and that's what we want to do today. The program is strictly, Do We Know Jesus? Even in the midst of the computer went out on me today, I still know I know Jesus for myself. I have to go to him for myself. When he called my name, he calling my name, Sadie. He not calling Mary when he meant Sadie. He know who he meant, what he meant. So today, for those that's listening in, we have 2 minutes left, and it's trying to come on, and I sure wanted to bring some of my guests on today. But due to technical difficulties with the computer, God is able, but he's going to bless me with a brand new one where I won't have all this, still trying to make it, whatever is going on. But we're still going to continue on praying and giving God the glory. And before we leave today, I want to thank everybody for participating, those that could. Thank you for sharing into the message. And if you want to listen to this message, please go in later to the archives for today on Do We Know Jesus? And examine yourself, nobody else. Do you really know Jesus? Do you want to get to know the man that saved you, that sanctified you, that filled you with the precious Holy Ghost? We want you to be able to know Jesus for yourself today. We want to know, want you to know, not just us, but we want you to know, to be able to share the good news with someone else. See where they are. Do they really know who Jesus is? You're going to get a lot of different answers. But long as you know who Jesus is and what he is to you, and would you believe my screen just popped back up? Hope I can tuned in before my time is up, because God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Even in the midst of what chaos going on, he's a faithful God. He is a faithful God. And I want to thank you all again this morning for tuning in to Joy and Peace Outreach. I may have a few minutes left. I'm going to see if they'll pull up to get who all was on the line today, but I want to give God praise in advance for this topic today that he gave me. I want to thank him. I want to praise him and give him glory, because all glory and honor goes to him. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus Christ. And the programs we bring on, it's about sharing the good news with somebody else that may be online, that need a word from the Lord today, that may need that extra boost to take them a little bit further. Don't throw in the towel today. Lean and depend on your Heavenly Father, because He surely will bring you out. And until next week, we hope that the computer is working fine. We ask you to stay on maybe a while longer, and maybe it'll pull up. But if not, I want to tell everyone that tuned in today, thank you so much for stopping by Joy and Peace Outreach, because I know you had a busy schedule today. You could have went somewhere else, but you stopped by to hear the woman of God, overseer Sadie Elliott, break the bread of life today on Do We Know Jesus. And until next week, y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.